This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. You take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And it's Aria.
Free Talk Live brought to you by Intercoin. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So important, we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. Ian and Aria in the studios. We continue here. We're going to go back into the coverage from the election, and I'm not talking about Biden and Trump. I'm talking about the actually interesting stuff that is going on out there, like the drug decriminalization measure that passed in Oregon by a decent margin, about 59% of voters voting to decriminalize possession, small amounts of all drugs, which is a huge step in the right direction towards ending the insane war on drugs. So we talked about that in the first hour, but I did notice actually when I was looking at some other election news that it wasn't just Oregon and, again, four other states, South Dakota, Montana, it was Arizona and New Jersey passed legalization of marijuana on ballot measure. Mississippi put in a medical marijuana that passed as well. But D.C. voters apparently have approved magic mushrooms.
Nice.
So, yeah, Washington, D.C., where they decriminalized cannabis a few years back, several years ago, they've now approved a measure that will effectively decriminalize magic mushrooms and other organic psychedelic drugs.
Nice. Including DMT, I presume. Peyote.
Yeah, I presume all of those things. Anything that is has come out of a sort of natural plant or fungi will be recategorized, according to Initiative 81, as, quote,
that would technically include LSD.
Mm.
It was first found growing on molding grain.
Yeah.
Most of it's synthesized, but you can probably also synthesize psilocybin.
It's an excellent question. I don't know about that. I'm not enough of a, I'm not a science expert on chemistry or anything like that. So if you know and you can answer that for us, feel free to call in at 855-450-FREE. So they've been recategorized as, quote, the lowest level police enforcement priority in D.C. because there's only so much they can do there without, going through Congress. So good news out of D.C. There's not much good news coming out of D.C., which voted like 90%+ for Biden, by the way, in the election recently.
In other news, election news, I lost my election.
Oh, that's right. What was the final? Was there a final total that came out?
It was like 7 or 8,000 votes for me, I think. Mm-hmm. It's 25%-ish of the vote, which is horrifically bad for a two-party race. I mean, that's probably the worst performance of a two-party race that occurred last night.
Yeah, I mean, generally, the Republican in that race would probably get closer to like 45%.
Yeah.
But even his write-in votes, if you added them in, still wouldn't have brought you significantly up.
No, that's because so many Republicans voted for Rivera over Nelson,
you think so?
I think. And not enough Democrats came over to make up that difference. I suspect most of my votes were from Democrats.
You don't know.
No, I don't know. But I suspect they were.
There could have been a lot of straight ticket voters still.
There could have been.
And it could be because some people actually do want to see you beat Rivera. Some of the Republicans probably still, dislike Rivera because he's a Democrat and would rather have the state Nostrandy in there. So it's hard to really say. Unless you do exit polling, you really can't know.
No, and it's very difficult for me to labor under the impression that the 25% of people who voted for me did so blindly and unknowingly, considering how much coverage there was.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly possible. I mean, there are plenty of people in Cheshire County who didn't know anything about it.
No, they don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people who don't pay attention to what goes on. In fact, I was actually pulling up the numbers because we were talking earlier about the number of people in the United States and as compared to the number of people who actually are voters. According to the numbers from the Census Bureau, in 2016, there were about 224 million of the U.S. population that were of voting age. So, obviously not including people under the age of 18. So about 224 million of them. They counted around 153 of them as registered voters in 2018. So this year, looking at the totals on the governor, or no, sorry, not governor, the presidential election, which is, you know, not fully counted yet, but roughly you're looking at, let's see, I had the numbers here. So you got 71.9, so about 72 million people apparently voting for Joe Biden, and about 68.5 million voting for Trump.
Seems like record turnout.
Yeah, apparently Biden's got the highest number of votes in presidential history, according to a story at the Drudge Report right now.
I expected high turnout, given how many mail-in ballots there were.
Mm-hmm.
So I expected that, but that's not really voter turnout, in my opinion. I mean, technically, yes, these people voted, but I imagine the actual number of people who went to the polls to vote...
That might have been down.
It's probably significantly down.
But that's still turnout. If you've taken the absentee ballot, because it takes time, you have to request the ballot, you have to fill it out.
Well, not in all places. New Hampshire sent one to every address.
Yeah, somebody said that last night. It's like, really? That happened?
Yeah, it did. And I think New York, the state of New York, did the same.
140 million out of 224 million, just presuming the numbers are similar to 2016, is only about 62.5%. So not really that many more people voting this time around. Last time it was 61.4%.
Okay.
And I got just running some generic
sure.
numbers here. I don't have the finals, but just looking at it, clearly there's a huge chunk of the American population that isn't even bothering to be registered to vote, let alone actually participating in voting. So you only really have just over a majority of the voting age population even participating.
I don't blame them. The only reason I voted for anyone that wasn't in a local county level election or state level election was for ballot access purposes. It was just a strategic vote.
To help the Libertarians out,
yeah,
you mean?
To help the Libertarian Party.
And it didn't work.
No, it sadly did not.
Which is one of the things that I did want to talk about, which was twofold. One, the results of Joe Jorgensen, the Libertarian presidential candidate this year, and also the New Hampshire results generally of liberty-minded candidates. I think some of our listeners out there are interested in following what happens here because we do have a migration of freedom-minded people that are moving here, and we're seeing more people coming here, which is a good thing.
It is.
The good news is that a bunch of Libertarians got elected this year, but they ran as Republicans and a few as Democrats. So that's the good news.
We still can't get someone with an L next to their name elected into office.
That is correct. And in fact, our co-host, our former co-host, Gerald W. Perry, who ran for governor this year as the Libertarian candidate for governor, did not do very well at all. In fact, he didn't even do as well, or just barely, I think he actually tied the 2018 Libertarian candidate, Jaletta Jarvis, the gubernatorial candidate there for New Hampshire, with 1.43%.
But did Daryl do any campaigning? I mean, I'm friends
sure.
with Daryl, and I didn't hear about any of his events or outreach programs or
all
see any of his
online.
Signs or anything.
All he did was online campaigning.
See, that's
because
not
COVID.
Oh, yeah, and he's married
Sadly,
to a Democrat.
Sadly, he's married to, she's a Libertarian, but Jackie, who was on this show for some period of time before she had a fit over Chris Cantwell coming on the after show and really just ruined all of her relationships over it, sadly. She then took Daryl out of Keene and took him to Manchester, and he's still Daryl, but
sure.
he's now married to this woman who obviously has a large influence over his decisions,
sure.
and I don't think the Daryl we knew would have gone into pro-mask territory as he has done. As I understand it, he is not for a mask mandate.
Sure.
But he still, in his press release about going to vote, told people that he thought they should wear a mask to go and vote. He's definitely been in favor of doing these online events and not doing in-person things. So just like the Jorgensen campaign, the Perry campaign is sort of pandering to the maskers out there, and he didn't really differentiate himself in any other way.
All you do is don't bring it up.
Well,
point out that you're against the mandates and explain why you're against the mandates and leave it at that.
Unfortunately, he didn't differentiate himself, I don't think, in that way from the other candidates, and that hurt him. There's more coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin tops 13,000 and breaks its own record for consecutive days above 10,000. Satoshi Nakamoto, if alive, enters the top 200 world's wealthiest people. DC, International Monetary Fund manager, warns of major financial reset imminent. PayPal begins selling and accepting Bitcoin. Bitcoin goes mainstream. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Maxwell, he was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, eat the grain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
BINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
He gets Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free to bring up anything you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you have Ian.
And Aria.
And we've talked a lot about Divi here on Free Talk Live. You want to set up a masternode for Divi? It is as easy as masternoding can get. They've made it super simple. I was able to do it in a matter of clicks from after installing their full node software, which you can download over at diviproject.org, diviproject.org. They've got a link there to their Telegram channel if you need to chat directly with the Divi team. You can even buy Divi straight from them rather than going through the exchanges, although Divi is available from some exchanges if you prefer to go that direction. But if you don't want to push the price up or down when you make a purchase, you buy it direct. It's done what they call over-the-counter, and that's the best way to do it. DiviProject.org. Get started over there with Divi. As we continue here, your calls, your thoughts, welcome. We'll talk more about the election results for Joe Jorgensen, the Libertarian presidential candidate, and also what happened in New Hampshire. New Hampshire voting for Joe Biden, but also voting for Chris Sununu, who is the incumbent Republican governor.
See, my interpretation of this is just that New Hampshire likes the establishment.
Mm.
Sununu's the establishment, Biden's the establishment. So I don't really see a conflict there.
It's an interesting point. Although Biden isn't the incumbent, I mean, technically he's establishment for sure. He's been in the political scene for a long time. I don't know. I think there's something else to take away from it. We can talk about it. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. First up, it is Brian in Georgia watching us on DLive. Go ahead, Brian.
Hi. Good evening.
Hey,
I was inspired by something your co-host Nobody said a few weeks ago about federal spending and the futility of fleecing the rich. I did a little bit of napkin math on the topic, and it's even worse than he thought. I took the net worth of all the top 25 billionaires in the United States, as reported by Wikipedia, and added it all up, and it comes out to about $1.4 trillion. Now, for the spending, let's be nice, and let's not look at 2020 federal spending. Let's use 2019, pre-COVID.
Mm-hmm.
They spent $4.45 trillion. So even if these top 25 billionaires in the U.S. were robbed blind, they could only fund the federal government for around 15 weeks.
Jeez.
So really, the only rational option is to peacefully dismantle all of this, but sadly, rationality is in short supply these days.
I have to agree. This is why when I referenced City Council, it was on the platform of Eat the Rich. I want to specify when I say that, I mean billionaires. I mean dragons. People like Jeff Bezos, who whether they earn their money rightly or wrongly, they have an amount of money that they will never, ever be able to spend, that their grandchildren will never be able to spend.
Well, they could. They could donate a bunch to charity.
But they're not. Yeah. And I'm okay, morally, with robbing those dragons. And redistributing their money. I don't want to use the state to do it, but yeah, I'm okay with that.
You're going to put a gun in his face?
If it's necessary. It's the equivalent of landing on an entire planet and saying, this entire thing is mine. It's more resources than a single person can ever utilize, or than a single family can ever utilize.
I don't know, Aria. I can't say I agree with that. That's
I'm sure you don't.
Using violence for your own purposes. I mean, that... it's a dangerous thing to do. You might become the thing that you hate, like Chris Cantwell.
I don't disagree.
But you're willing to do that, then.
I'm not doing it.
True.
I'm saying I don't have a moral objection that was done. I wouldn't personally do it.
You wouldn't do it. I see.
No.
Got it.
But if people want to rob Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates and use that money to, you know, get rid of poverty in the United States, at least temporarily, because the poverty, reason people are in poverty,
because of their decisions, mostly.
Right. No matter how much money you give them, they'll go right back into poverty.
Yeah, buy a lot of crack if you get some free money. Okay. I mean, I'm not with you on that. I still would feel like those people, again, if they didn't use the state to acquire the funds, I could see what you were saying if they were like somebody who is tied directly into the state, like some
they
sort
all
of
are to
government.
Some degree.
That's true. Amazon does get a lot of money from like the CIA for web hosting and other.
And so does
agencies.
Elon Musk and Bill Gates. I mean, they're all very closely tied to the state.
What if you just appropriated back the taxpayer money? It would be hard to calculate it, but.
It would be. And how much of the revenue they derived from having taxpayer money?
Yeah.
Like Elon Musk, he wouldn't be a billionaire if it wasn't for state funding. The state didn't necessarily give him billions of dollars.
At least Musk is against the mask mandates. I mean, I give him some credit for that.
Well, yeah, but he's against them because he doesn't care if his workers actually catch COVID and die.
Brian, your thoughts?
You'd be faced with an impossible calculus to try to determine, you know, what they would have made in the absence of, you know, the corporation, the legal fiction. But I guess in a moral sense, if you could determine that, you know, that would what you'd be left with, you know, whatever they would have earned otherwise.
I don't think that it applies to millionaires because I think most people who are millionaires earn their money probably legitimately. Mm-hmm. But I don't think you can really even become a billionaire without doing some really shady and unethical things somewhere along the way.
Interesting point. Brian, anything else you want to share tonight?
That's all. Have a great night.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Eamon on the line in New Jersey, one of the states that just legalized cannabis by ballot measure. And you're on Free Talk Live watching us on Twitch.
Hey, how you doing?
Eamon, what's on your mind?
So I'd hate to be – I'm probably going to sound like a bummer, but, like, I'm really worried now. Like, there's, like, all the – there's all, like, the people fear-mongering about, like, a civil war and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think it was going to be that bad, but, like, I'm at work today,
mm-hmm.
and – like I've worked at my job for like 6 years, and like I work with like I work in an animal shelter, and like one of my friends, like and this guy is like a guy that I've like hung out with like countless times. We've gone kayaking. Like,
right, we understand. He's your friend.
Yeah, like he just like he talks like he's boasting about like how amazing it is that Biden's winning or whatever. And then he was like, and I was like, I just hope there's not a civil war because I'm really worried about that. And then he just, out of nowhere, he's like, oh, I can't wait for the civil war because we can finally gun down all the 50 million Trump supporters that we've forced to share the stupid country with.
Well, they better start getting the guns because the people on the left are sort of notoriously unarmed.
But like,
well, not real leftists.
But like, and it's like these are normal people that are like saying this stuff now. Mm-hmm. Like I'm seriously, I'm either considering, I want to kind of join the Free State Project. Just that sounds right up my alley. It's either New Hampshire or Florida.
We don't have to join the Free State Project to move to New Hampshire.
Yeah, you could just move. But, I mean, if you want to join them, I'm sure they would accept you. But for listeners that aren't familiar, you're referring to the migration of freedom-loving people that are moving to New Hampshire. Now, there is no such migration to Florida. A lot of folks have left Florida. I'm one of them. Aria, you left Mississippi. So there's people who've left the South to move here to New Hampshire as part of this migration of liberty-minded folks, liberty activists. And, Eamon, if you want to hang on, we can discuss it because some people are using the presidential election results as an excuse to say, see, there's no chance for freedom in New Hampshire. Joe Biden won. As though voting for Trump is somehow a vote for freedom. But there's more to it than that, and we can talk about it on the way here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. If you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Well,
counting continues in seven states as multiple outlets Wednesday called Michigan and Wisconsin for former Vice President Joe Biden. That puts him at 253 of the 270 Electoral College votes needed to win the White House. Biden has not declared victory in the race, only saying he believes he'll be the winner when all the votes are counted.
I will work as hard for those who didn't vote for me as I will for those who did vote for me. Now, every vote must be counted. No one's going to take our democracy away from us.
The Trump campaign has filed lawsuits in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia to try to stop the counting of ballots and demanded further access to observe the counting process. The campaign has also asked for a recount in Wisconsin. This is USA Radio News. Despite the uncertainty in the presidential election, Wall Street continued a strong week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped more than 360 points, rising over 700 points at peak trading on Wednesday. The S&P 500 had its best post-election day, gaining more than 2%. The NASDAQ also posted its best post-election day, riding a tech boost to gain nearly 4%. Analysts say that an apparently divided Congress after the election is good for the market. There's also hope for a new round of coronavirus stimulus now that the election is over. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who won his re-election bid last night, told reporters in Kentucky that a new bill will be the Senate's top priority when they return to Washington.
The Senate goes back in session next Monday. Hopefully the partisan passions that prevented us from doing another rescue package will subside with the election. And I think we need to do it, and I think we need to do it before the end of the year.
This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You got time if you want to get in here with your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up in the summertime of 2021, it's Fork Fest, the fifth annual Fork Fest. That is where you can come to Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, and spend a week with liberty-minded folks, people who care about freedom. What better way to celebrate Independence Day? Even though we don't have much of it left, you'll be around some people that actually care about freedom. And that's what matters. And it's a great excuse to come out and check out New Hampshire. In fact, the caller we have on the line, Eamon in New Jersey, is saying he's considering leaving New Jersey, which is like the 46th least free state in the entire, or 46th most free, which would mean the least. It's not very free. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Porkfest is the reason I first came to New Hampshire and the reason that I fell in love with it.
That's right. You came to the first one, did you?
I did.
Yeah. So
back when it was Somalia Fest.
You've been to all of them. Forkfest.party is where you can go to learn more about it. Just go ahead and mark your calendar now for June 28th through July 4th of 2021. And if you're ready, go ahead and contact Rogers Campground. They are shut down partially for the winter, but I think they still return calls a couple times a week. So if you leave a message or try to register through their website, that might work. Go ahead and lock your campsite in or your RV site or your motel room with Rogers Campground. June 28th through July 4th, 2021. Visit forkfest.party for more information. You can connect to the unofficial Telegram chat room. There's also a forum over at forkfest.party. Eamon is on the line in New Jersey. You're saying that even the people who are about to possibly win the election, or at least feel as though they've won, their team, right? Their team won, even though, you know, whoever wins, we lose. Joe Biden may be the presidential nominee, presidential candidate elect. What's the right term for that? The person who will
president
be president-elect. Yeah, president-elect. There's a good chance. It's looking pretty good for him. He's got like 264, I think, or 266 or something like that. He's got most of the electoral college votes.
It's pretty
so
much
far.
Like if he wins any one more. State, yeah. He's got it.
Yeah.
And Trump has to win like seven
all
or eight more. All
Trump
of
has
the
to
remaining
win
ones.
All of them. In order to stay in.
Either way, we lose.
Yeah. So, Eamon, you're saying a friend of yours at work has been gloating about this and has been relishing the idea of actually using violence against his political opponents, the Republicans, and you're saying this is kind of sickening you, and you're thinking about getting out of New Jersey.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know, maybe I'm just, like, super paranoid, but, like, I'm legitimately worried about, like, if there's a civil war, they're gonna find out that, like, oh, who in New Jersey voted for Trump, and they put them in camps and all that, because, like, they're building coronavirus camps in, like, Australia and Canada, and, like, I don't know, man.
It seems like a bit of a stretch that they're going to be putting Trump voters into camps.
I don't know, man. You got to remember how crazy these people are. Like, mm-hmm. when Trump first won in 2016, they were actually legitimately convinced that the Trump administration was going to round up trans people, gay mm-hmm. people, Hispanics, and throw them into concentration camps
but
and put them through
happen.
The ovens.
But it didn't happen.
No, but that's how deranged these people are. They genuinely believed that was going to be the case. And now they think they're going to be the ones with the power. Will they now manifest what they believed was going to be done to them?
It's an interesting question, but whether they do or not, it's a good plan if you are a liberty-minded person to get out of wherever you are and come to New Hampshire.
Come to New Hampshire, absolutely.
Look, I want to be clear, though. Go ahead, Eamon.
So, like, how does this work? Like when you go to, like, Keene or Cheshire County or whatever, like, is there like a zone you go to?
Nope.
And then
there's no requirement to go anywhere. It's not a Cheshire County thing. It's all of New Hampshire.
Cheshire County is the best place, though.
Oh, well, we like it, but most people don't move here. It's a little out of the way. It's kind of remote. But there's, you know, more populated areas, and there's even less populated areas like the North Country up by Rogers Campground. There's almost nothing up there. The goal is to just get people to move to New Hampshire. So it doesn't matter where you end up. In fact, a lot of people will go wherever they can get work. So if the work that they do, if they've got a specific skill, and that skill, you know, jobs for that skill are only available in Manchester or Nashua, you probably won't want to live too far away. You might not want to live in the city, but you could live in one of the surrounding towns, probably have a lower cost of living, lower rent, or mortgage payments.
That's why I almost moved to Nashua.
Oh, because of work?
Yeah, I was looking at doing IT stuff when I was looking into moving here, and I was like, I don't really want to do IT anymore.
You wouldn't have had as much fun in Nashua.
Oh,
anyway.
I wouldn't have had any fun in Nashua. Are you kidding?
A.K.A. Trashua, or North Boston. So it's up to you, Eamon, you know, where you want to go. That's the thing. You're dealing with libertarians, so if someone tells you what to do, then you're probably not talking to a libertarian in that particular case. It's really, it's completely up to you. And then once you get here, what do you want to do for activism? That's also up to you. Do you want to get involved in the political scene? Do you want to do direct action, you know, hit the streets with some form of you know, activism? So there's a lot of different choices.
Or do you just want to be able to vote for libertarians? I mean, you don't have to be an on-the-ground activist to be a libertarian in New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's like, well,
Yeah, I'm done with the lockdowns. I just want to go someplace where you don't have to deal with it anymore.
Unfortunately, those places don't exist. Now, there are some states that are better than others. South Dakota, for instance, has the least of all of the lockdown implements of across the whole country. South Dakota is by far the most free than compared to other states. But still, factoring in the other freedoms that New Hampshire has, it's still one of the most free places. Although it'll be interesting to see what the Freedom in the 50 States study turns up for 2019 and 2020 when they finally get to that. It's probably going to take a year or two for those numbers to come out. So New Hampshire may end up dropping due to the coronavirus crackdown, unless the new Republican administration coming in can actually crack down on Sununu, the governor here. And
what new Republican administration?
So this is one of the things I wanted to mention. One of the big news out of New Hampshire, as far as the election is concerned, is not that Joe Biden got voted for. I mean, that's what everybody's going to talk about is, oh, New Hampshire bad, Joe Biden. Well, okay. Yeah, they voted for Joe Biden, but they also voted for the Republican for governor at the same time. In fact, the number of votes for the governor, 514,000 plus votes for the incumbent governor as compared to Joe Biden, who received 422,000 votes. So Sununu got more votes than than Joe Biden did in New Hampshire. So New Hampshire's strange. It's always sort of been this like mixed bag of independent-minded people, because the thing you have to remember about New Hampshire is it's not the Republicans and Democrats who are the deciding factor in any vote. It's actually what they call undeclared voters here in New Hampshire. That is the plurality of the voters in any given district across the state. It's the undeclared voters that if they move one direction or another, that's what determines who gets elected. So there's actually when you look at people voting for Joe Biden for president and then the Republican for governor, what that actually tells you is that in New Hampshire, at least, there's a significant portion of the population who doesn't vote party ticket, that they actually do go down the ballot and say, I'd rather have this person, I'd rather have this person. And so it is sort of a more independently minded place, despite all of the massholes and New Yorkers or whoever that might be moving in here. It still retains that rugged independence, I think, to some extent that it's sort of famous for. So I think it's best described, honestly, as a purple state, more so than it is a red and blue state. It's not fair to just look and see, oh, well, they voted for Hillary. Oh, well, they voted for Biden. It must be a blue state. Well, then how do you explain not just Sununu winning, but the Republicans basically sweeping back into the state legislature? Now, I haven't seen the actual counts because I think there's still some counties that aren't complete with the full counts, but I've seen from multiple people today that the Republicans have taken back the state house, and they may have also taken back the state senate. So it's been Democrats since 2018 here in both the state senate and the state house. But here in 2020, it appears the Republicans have taken things back. And you know what that means? Is it means they're going to get in there and they're going to undo some of the worst stuff the Democrats did over the last 2 years. Thank you, Eamon, for the call. We'll look forward to seeing you up here in New Hampshire. Make sure you let us know when you're going to visit.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And it's Aria.
Check out ariaforsheriff.com, aria4sheriff.com, for some great blog posts reflecting on the last 2 months of an amazing campaign, which sadly did not result in you being elected. But on the plus side, it did result.
I don't know how sadly that is. I mean, part of me is sad that I lost, because I would very much love to have done exactly what I promised to do.
Mm-hmm. Police but, the police.
Yes, but part of me also knows how horrifically bad that would have ultimately ended. I mean, that would have led to either death or prison.
For you, you mean?
Realistically, it would have.
The state does not like being threatened.
No, and if the feds actually came in here, or if President Trump or President Biden actually came here and I attempted to arrest them for war crimes, the Secret Service would have killed me, and I would have attempted to arrest them for war crimes, because that's what I said I would do.
Yeah, it would have been interesting.
So it would have all ended badly. So I'm not terribly sad that I lost it, and I'm thrilled that 25% of Cheshire County voters legitimately voted for a trans Satanist anarchist. And It's really hard to imagine that most of them didn't know anything about me.
Yeah, it would have been nice to know what their reasons for voting were, because you never can extrapolate that just from looking at it. But one could say that 25% of the voters voted for the person who is advocating to end the police as we know it, or to police the police, or to F the police. That one out of four voters chose that message.
They did. Yeah. Whether they meant to or not is the question.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, the site is going to stay up and running for the foreseeable future. I intend to keep it, and if I do something else, I will just have it automatically forward to whatever I'm up to.
Those blog posts need to stay. I mean, they need to not go away, because there are really some good posts up there. It'd be a shame to see those come down.
I intend to continue using it, like in the next day or two, probably tonight, once I'm good and drunk, I will post something.
Perfect. All right, let's go back to your calls and thoughts. Jacob in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
How y'all doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Jacob?
The governor decided that he was going to shut everything back down, bars and restaurants. And actually, all the bars and restaurants in our area decided to come together and say we're not closing.
No way. Really?
That's what we need.
In the tyrannical state of Illinois.
When you're saying in your area, what area are you in?
I'm in the northeast region.
The northeast?
Northwest of Chicago.
Oh, okay. So in the city?
No. 3 hours west of Chicago.
Oh, okay.
On the border of Iowa.
Gotcha. And so how many restaurants came together to join this coalition?
There's probably about 20 to 30.
Awesome. That's amazing.
I mean, that's what it's going to take.
That's absolutely. It's going to take people standing up and not backing down and not bending over for the state and jumping through all their arbitrary hoops. Although I suspect they're still doing all the COVID, restrictions and mask stuff, right? They're just not closing.
No, they don't do that either.
Really?
Fantastic. Yeah, they don't do anything.
Wow. It's going to be in the rural areas, I guess.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to tell you guys is, you guys were talking about how our governors go to jail last night, correct?
Yes.
Our governor now is actually being looked into over property tax evasion.
Sounds like a future prison sentence.
Oh, yeah. He's ripping out all his toilets so they don't consider them bathrooms.
And that affects his property tax valuation?
Yeah. And we actually just voted down another tax increase.
Finally.
I don't think that tax evasion should be a crime. I think that should be an award for heroism.
True.
It should be a crime when you're the one imposing it on everyone.
That's
a
fair
point for that. Jacob, thanks for sharing the good news with us. It's rare to hear it out of Illinois. I appreciate your call tonight. Thank you, sir.
I look forward to the arrest of your current governor.
We continue here. Gene, the Christian anarchist, he's on the line in Tennessee. Go ahead, Gene. Hello? Gene in Tennessee, going once, going twice. I guess he got tired of waiting on hold. We go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, that would be Governor Pritzker. Nice Jewish man.
Okay.
And so fun and games. So conditions of release. When you get arrested for jaywalking and you go to court to fight it, and then the judge says, okay, Mr. Jaywalker, until your trial, you can't go into any establishments that serve liquor, even though you weren't drinking when you were jaywalking. I'm just giving you this condition of release.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a Fourth Amendment violation, right? Because it really has nothing to do with the crime. And it's a seizure. It's a search and seizure. It's searching your body as to whether or not it has any alcohol. And it's for prohibition on your life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and all that happy horse stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good catch.
Right. So there's a violation there, right? And then in addition to giving you conditions of release, which they do all the time unless you fight it, which I have every time they try to give me something like that, in New Mexico anyway, they have this referral form for clinical appraisal. They tell you to call pretrial services to see if you need any pretrial services, like if you need to go to any dum-dum school, or if you need to go and get your head examined, or if anything like that. So And for some reason, of the four different cases that I have all for the same thing, with four different judges, four different trials in line, except for the one where they surrendered, but so three left, but there were four at the time, one out of the four judges decided that I needed conditions of release and pretrial services. The other three didn't, but the one did for some reason. I don't know. And that's Judge Victor Valdez. So he sends me over to, orders me to call pretrial services. And if you don't call them, then they issue a warrant for your arrest, right?
Mm.
And so that brings up the next question of if your quote-unquote crime, of which you're not convicted because you're still innocent because you haven't been tried, if they force you to call up pretrial services, or in before COVID, you would go in person and subject your body and your mind to being searched. They're going to search your mind to see what's wrong with you, or if there's something wrong with you, if they need to get a court order to make you go to dum-dum school, or a court order to make you go get a drug evaluation, or any other kind of court order. Isn't that kind of a search?
I would say it is.
Right. Okay. So it's a search. So they did that to me. He ordered me to go to this, call up this pretrial services. And here's the fun part.
Do you have to answer their questions, though? I understand you have to call them.
Yeah, I had to call them. You're very, very, very astute, because that's exactly what this complaint is about.
Mm.
So the Gene Klein, because this is a public employee, Gene M. Klein, I call her up on the phone the first time around to do this, and one of the first questions that she asked me is, where were you born? And I say to her, that's irrelevant. What do you need to know where I was born? What does that have to do with this? And she couldn't answer the question, and I refused to answer the question. And then she started talking over me, and so I told her not to talk over me, and then she hung up on me. And,
well, call's over. You did what the judge asked.
Right. It's over for a while, but you know they're not going away. So anyway, so they come back at me, and what they do is they set me up with a different clinician to call me, one that I happen to know and happen to have spoken to for hours before, and we're kind of friends and we get along. And so she calls me up, and I asked her what the reason was for the previous deal, and she sent me this form, referral form for clinical appraisal, and there's a bunch of check boxes, why are you being evaluated, and they got stuff like pre-sentence report recommendation, supervision by mental health, referral to mental health, referral to what domestic violence, something, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. None of them are checked except for the bottom one, which is a generic one, says reason for request. And here's what Gene Klein wrote about me. Defendant was referred to pretrial services and is not appropriate. So I'm not appropriate, as he was argumentative. So I'm not appropriate because I was already, yeah. And then a supervisor, and this is a name, Al Kocer, A-L-C-O-C-E-R, requested this case to be rescheduled with you, you being my friend, Castilla. The defendant's attorney, Roberta Yurchik, is to be informed and let the defendant know the date and time of this clinical appraisal. So I thought that was rather humorous that I was not appropriate because I was argumentative, because I stated the obvious that they have no damn reason to know where the hell I was born. Has nothing to do with it.
That's a great point. David, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It has been Ian and Aria in the studio. That's our election night wrap-up there. And, again, the good news here in New Hampshire is that it was a mixed bag of results. The New Hampshire voters voting for Biden, but also voting for a bunch of Republicans statewide. So kind of an interesting mix. A bunch of liberty-minded folks, a bunch of libertarians running as Republicans, and a few as Democrats got elected. So we're going to continue seeing free staters and liberty-minded folks in the state legislature. So it should be another interesting couple of years until the next election, which is every 2 years here in New Hampshire. And we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is a chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.